Ant-Man star Evangeline Lilly calls on Justin Trudeau to meet protesters, unify people, don't vilify them. By Paul Bois on February 21, 2022. Marvel movie star Evangeline Lilly has called on Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to meet with the truckers protesting his vaccine mandates and coronavirus restrictions as opposed to shutting them down. "I want to speak to you today about your current approach to and current treatment of our fellow Canadians who are protesting your federal vaccine mandates," Ant-Man star Evangeline Lilly said, urging Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to speak with groups protesting vaccine mandates and pandemic restrictions in the country. "They have asked to meet with you, Prime Minister, medical experts, top scientists, doctors, nurses, parents, grandparents, intelligent, loving, concerned citizens. Why won't you sit with them?" she asked. Lilly reprimanded Trudeau for outright shutting protesters down instead of hearing their concerns. "Listen to what they have to say with a mind open to hearing things that might go against the ideas you are entrenched in," she said. "You unify people by finding solutions together, not by vilifying those who say there is a better way," she later asserted. "What we need right now from our leadership is unification. And that requires being willing to see, recognize and hear from the people sitting out in the cold at your door." Evangeline Lilly criticized vaccine mandates last month in the name of her pro-choice views. "I believe nobody should ever be forced to inject their body with anything, against their will," she said. "This is not the way. This is not safe. This is not healthy. This is not love. I understand the world is in fear, but I don't believe that answering fear with force will fix our problems. I was pro-choice before COVID and I am still pro-choice today," she added. Over the weekend, Trudeau's government began outright arresting protesters after he declared emergency powers designed to crush the Freedom Convoy by freezing the participants' bank accounts. "We have arrested 47 people. That brings the total so far to 170, said Steve Bell, the interim chief of police for the city of Ottawa, in his latest press conference. "As we continue to take back our streets, City of Ottawa crews and other municipal vehicles came into the area to clean up and tow away all of the demonstrators' possessions and vehicles." On Thursday of last week, Chris Barber, one of the top organizers of the Canadian Freedom Convoy protests, was arrested and will likely face criminal charges. Last Wednesday, Trudeau's Justice Minister David Lametti made a chilling claim when he said that Trump supporters ought to be worried about having their bank accounts frozen. "I think if you are a member of a pro-Trump movement who's donating hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars to this kind of thing, they ought to be worried," Lametti said on the CBC.